DJ did some really good things. He had zero true mental errors. He knows what he's doing. What he needs to continue to do, like all young players, is the best way to get better playing football is playing football. So he needs to continue to play. He's done a nice job this week in practice understanding times of penalties and controlling his hands down the field, things like that. He's been emphasizing it, and it's good. So he's right in his progression. He's improving every day.
Did you talk to him, about the Tony penalty? After you make a good play, you can't just go back and make a bad, play.
No question. That was a great hit. It was a great hit. It was one of the things we talked about as a defense. It's one of the things that we emphasize a lot is you're going to do something good, don't turn it into bad. You take bad, you turn it into good. That's what we've been doing over 4 weeks as a group. We take things that we didn't do quite as good, and we've been making it better. Like Cleveland's game, we didn't play as good after turnover. After turnover at Seattle, they got the ball on the 18 and then the 30. They got one field goal. That's outstanding sudden change defense. So same thing with that. You make a great hit, young man. The rule emphasis this year is you cannot stand over anybody, regardless of whether you say anything. So we talked about that. And because that's on the progression of becoming a good, solid football team. You know how Tony says it, of course, Oakland beating Oakland. We got to make sure that doesn't happen.
You made a pretty good quarterback pretty inefficient last week. And that's been kind of an issue for you guys for a while in terms of when you look at opposing passer ratings and such of guys not, having high ratings. And last week was like 60-something. Is that something you guys can build on? I mean, obviously you got the king of high ratings coming in this week.
One is we're one game at a time. And two is this is a new group that's progressing together. And really it is. You got from the start of season, there's a ton of defensive players, that are on IR. So it's a new group and every week we're getting better. So any of that history doesn't concern me. What concern us? What concerns us is getting better every week. So the fact that we were able to cause some incomplete throws and get our hands on some footballs, now we need to come down with those. That's part of the emphasis this week. But we're improving in those areas. So it's a matter of, what's next and how do we handle this week and what are we doing well and what do we need to improve on, and let's focus on that.
Tony was saying, even though he referred to it as last year's games, he talked about the 8 incompletions in the 2 games and the fact that there was 300-some yards after catch. I assume with Peyton and the way that he gets the ball out of his hands, tackling guys immediately is paramount.
Yeah, it's paramount. And the teams that can, when the ball is thrown underneath, go run and hit and know where your help is, know how to use where all the other players are within the coverage, are the teams that are able to limit yards after contact. And that's obviously where we have to improve. Now, again, new group, new year, getting better. That's why you play the games. This is going to be exciting. I'm excited to watch our so-called younger players compete.
Miles had a couple of those last week where he rallied to a short pass and made a hit that you'd not seen him do as often earlier. Is that one of the guys that's...
Miles and Seal both are improving. Mm-hmm. All our linebackers are improving when the ball's thrown, understanding where guys are as they continue to work together. What we're improving on is knowing where the first down markers are, setting up there, and then rallying to anything thrown underneath. We're definitely improving in that area. We need to continue that this weekend. And that comes from working together. And that comes from reps played together. So we're excited about where they're headed in that progression.
When you face a team like Denver that has an elite pass rusher like Bond, do you at all take Khalil aside and look at this guy and specifically use him as an example for the wheel?
Our pass rushers watch all the sacks in the NFL every week. So we watch all that together anyway, because you're always trying to learn from the best in the world. So we work on that every week, looking at things. I don't know who had the stat, but I saw the stat that Khalil was 3rd in pressures. So that's pretty darn impressive. I know he's back there a lot, and I hope that continues. So we learn from everybody as much as we can, because these pass rushers are the best in the world. So if you want to be the best, you look at it. But you also got to understand, having said that, you got to understand who you are. And Khalil does some things that maybe those other guys don't do quite as good, and they do some things that maybe he doesn't do quite as good yet. So you don't want to just copy people, but you do want to learn and progress and build it into your repertoire.
I guess there's going to always be inevitable comparisons made when a situation like this arises. Do you see similarities at all between Vaughn and Khalil?
I think Khalil has extreme power and burst. I think we think Vaughn has – he's got that extreme quickness off the ball. So there's and Khalil's very quick as well. So there's the bendability and the ability to flip their hips is very similar, and the long arms for their body and things like that. So there's some similarities, but there's also some differences. Khalil has extreme power, and as long as he keeps throwing his hands at people and using that, he's right where we need him to be, and he's very conscious of that. So there's some similarities in their movements and things. I do know that both guys can cause havoc, and I do know that we're really excited to have the one that we have in our program.
You have to kind of tell him, hey, don't get frustrated by holds that may not be called. It seems like even at a national level, people are recognizing that he's getting – I think even John Fox said he's getting held more often and things aren't getting called. Do you have to talk to him and be like, hey, don't get frustrated by what's happening here?
Well, if you're causing holds and you're making them hold you, then you're going where we need you to go really fast. And so he stays on that progression. But this is a fast game. And it's not that holding is legal in the NFL. They are going to – nobody could see it all the time. It's a fast game. So what you got to do is don't let them hold you. You don't want them getting held, get them off you. Use your hands, okay? So some of that is controlled by how much you attack, and some of that is obviously they got to do everything they can to try to slow him down. Anytime the opponent head coach is talking about you, that's a good thing. He's right in his progression. He just keeps working. He keeps his mindset where it is. We're going to be just fine. He's going to be outstanding. We're going to be just fine.
What fundamentals go in for a defensive back, a smaller defensive back at guarding a larger receiver like Demaryius Thomas? Is there like an A1 fundamental? You have to do this every time. You have to do that.
Yeah, body position, starting the down correctly based on whether you're up or off, and those things are critical. Playing through his hands are critical. Can't catch the ball till the hands come up. Okay, so playing through their hands is critical. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of drills and plays that simulate that, and as our all our DBs do it. So we're continuing to get better in those phases, and we have shown the past few weeks to get better, and this will be a great challenge. So we're looking forward to it.